John, when you were standing at your front door, could you describe to me your street? You know, what was opposite you? What was maybe your view?
I certainly can. Outside my door of 185 was the blank wall with the background of Mount St. Joseph's Brothers College. It was the mother house of the Presentation Brothers of the world, so to speak. And that was truly the mother house, which is today, in today's terms, it's used as sheer accommodation. The brothers are out of it as such, but there were dozens of brothers there, and you'd see them marching in, and there was a lovely big driveway and majestic looking steps going up into that beautiful building off Blarney Street. The steps are done away with, the driveway is still there. Some local people are actually working up there with the older folks there now that are accommodated above there. And I'd say it's lovely inside there because it was a beautiful building. But right across the road from me was the derelict site, so to speak. There are 10 or 12 houses there. For the last, I'd say about 10 years, right across the road at this point now, so that site was totally occupied at this point. But when we'd lose the ball playing outside our doors now, so to speak, because there was very little traffic in the 40s, right up along the whole lot of 50s, we'd have steering cars out in the middle of the road. There wouldn't be a car on the road, and we'd oil them up in such a way, like, who's going to be the fastest coming down to the Brothers Gate, you know? And all of that, and we spent hours oiling them up in the old ball bearings from the garages. We'd go to a garage and say, have you any old ball bearing? And we'd get a set, they'd be delighted to give them. And then we were out the country then to make another bob. Then was picking the blackberries and bringing them into the market, or bringing them down to Ogilvy Moors, and we'd actually pick bucket loads of them. But you'd have to get them down before the day's end, because if you left them over for the next day, it was a kind of a four doing this fresh looking as the day before, and you're going to lose money by saying, yesterday's fruit. But it's to take them. But if you can get down there and run yourself back down into the city and get them sold, you get a nice couple of bob then. And we do that for days, for as long as the season would last. And they were all little bits, and then we'd have a little gamble then with our ball playing and whatever, and all the friends, and the friends that were there that time are my friends today. Anywhere in town or way out the road, you're friends forever with them. And there'd be literally hundreds and hundreds of people at those bow playing scores at the time. And my dad was very involved as well. And for the bringing senior players on the Cloyne Road. And we'd play out into the laneway running down to the Corricopon graveyard, which is 2 or 3 miles, I'd say, in length in the score. It would take hours to get there. They're trying to push out the amount of people at the time, but they were, you'd never think of home, you know, or food or anything. You'd just be out there, you're part and parcel of the scene that was in it. It was a lovely social scene, you know. I think the kids today, you know, there's a different direction today, but the minute the television came there in what, 60, 61, to whatever time around that, when you're renting a television at the time, and it just sucked the children in off of the streets literally overnight, and it was never the same after.